If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
And all of them are going to have to learn how to get into the airport with some sort of new mobile ID. So I hope they're ready. 736 with John Landecker at 720 WGN and Peter Greenberg, travel expert. You know him. You love him. Host of Ion Travel on WGN Radio is here to inform and explain things that are in motion at U.S. airports and things that might be. Have I got that right? Would that be correct?
I'll give you that.
Okay. Well, then I'll take it. So traveling in the U.S. just got easier. TSA now accepting mobile IDs at 250 U.S. airports. Do I have a mobile ID? Do we all have mobile IDs and just don't know it?
No, it's got to be issued by the state. Not every state does it. But The states that do it, and that includes California, Colorado, Georgia, Hawaii, many others, that now takes the place of maybe your real ID on your driver's license or your passport, if that's what you've been using, in lieu of the real ID. But what it also does is it speeds up the line because you can process yourself through that much faster. They tested it at the airport in Las Vegas. It worked like a charm. And now they're rolling it out to 250 airports. But again, it's dependent on whether or not your state issues that ID. It's a digital ID. But my advice is, even if they do issue the digital ID, it's still in the early stages. Don't forget to bring your real ID on your license or your passport anyway.
Yeah, this sounds like a good idea when you explain it. But then thinking about to actually put it into practice, I have my driver's license now with the real ID addition to it, then I would need to get this ID.
No. You wouldn't need to get it. Absolutely not. Real ID is fine. Digital ID allows you to go through even faster. That's all. It's the real ID on your driver's license is exactly what you need. Obviously, if you're leaving the country, you need a passport. Mm-hmm. If you don't have real ID on your passport on your license, and some people still don't, your passport will more than suffice. So you're covered either way. It's a matter of ease of travel through the security checkpoints.
Oh yeah,
digital ID along with facial recognition, which the TSA has already gone to, has already made a big difference.
Oh yeah, getting through the check and checkpoint and going to the wherever you're taking off from, that's a big deal. I think everybody who flies anywhere at any time can appreciate being able to speed up that process. But pardon
they're doing it. Yeah.
No, I'm just going to say, pardon my ignorance here, but this doesn't pre-check me, does it?
Well, no. Pre-check is a separate program, as is clear. No, this is it. If you don't have real ID in your license or a digital ID, you're not getting through at all. So you need that or the passport.
Right. That's
now,
right.
If you want to get through even faster and not have to take off your shoes and remove your laptop, that's where pre-check comes in, as well as clear.
It's been a while. I forgot that if you don't have a real ID, you're not going anywhere. Because that's what that was for, to a certain extent, I guess.
Exactly.
And so whoever it is, the FAA or the administration or whoever's responsible for these things, seems to me that they're doing what they can to make this a easier process for everybody who flies.
Yeah, they're doing a better job. It's not the FAA. It's the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, which is the parent operation of the TSA.
Got it. So many different organizations, so many letters to keep track of.
exactly.
Got the license, got the real ID. We have a digital ID. The digital IDs are not not offered yet in every state of the union. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So if I have, and Illinois, it looks to me like Illinois is not participating yet. Is that correct?
Yes, they're not participating yet, but they probably will. Remember, we're dealing with options here, not requirements. The requirement is either a real ID on your license or a valid U.S. passport. That works every time. If you want to speed up the process, use the digital ID if it's available in your state. And if you want to speed up the process even more, you can go through CLEAR, enroll in that, because that puts you at the head of the TSA pre-check line.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that in action, and I've been very envious. Because I didn't have it, and I'm way, way back there. And it's like, hey, the family goes up to the front. See you guys later. We're on. So there's also the issue of, not issue, I guess, the concept of digital identity and facial comparison technology. This sounds a little bit like, I know that it's real, but it sounds like science fiction to a certain extent.
It's been out there for a while. It's been out there for a while, and it works. And the TSA claims that when they take your picture, mm-hmm. which is basically their form of biometric identification, they retain that after they do it. They're just doing it to match the fact that it's you, and that's your identity, and off you go. And right now, I have to tell you, it has lowered the actual processing time per passenger by about a minute. Well, you add that minute to the number of people going through security,
yeah.
that's a significant change in the time you're going to be waiting.
So what, if you don't mind me asking, what do you have? Do you have all of these?
I have real ID and I have my passport. I don't yet have the digital ID because I haven't needed it. And if I get a chance to get it, I will. But right now I'm also a member of CLEAR. So if I get to the airport and there's a huge line for pre-check, mm-hmm. I just go through CLEAR. They put me at the front of the pre-check line. I show either my real ID or my passport. Boom, I'm done.
How exactly does one get CLEAR, so to speak? How do you get that?
You can enroll at every airport. I mean, you'll see the enrollment desk there.
Yeah.
But in many cases, if you're carrying a credit card like American Express or a Chase Sapphire Reserve or Capital One Venture card and many others, they'll make that a part of your perk of having that card, and they'll rebate the full amount of your membership in terms of a statement credit once you charge the membership to that card. So it's a bona fide perk.
Well, I'm glad I talked to you. And this applies to any level of American Express cards, because there's
it's Platinum on American Express, it's Chase Sapphire Reserve, and Capital One Venture or Capital One Venture X.
Got it. Anything else we should know?
Well, yeah, you still want to get to the airport early, because remember, most airports weren't designed with a TSA in mind. So depending on the time of day, there will be lines. You just have to figure out how to get to the fastest line. Mm-hmm. And that's what we just talked about.
Yeah. And I think many of us have already in our own way done that. Trying as to, you know, what time we're picking a flight to take off, when we're going to get to the airport, how we're going to avoid everything that we possibly can avoid that's going to delay us getting on that airplane. So I suppose anything that gets us on the plane faster, and as long as it's not diminishing the security aspect of all of this, sounds like a great idea. Anything else you want to add?
They've got improved scanner machines right now that can do a much better three-dimensional job of scanning everything in your carry-on bag, not to mention everything you are wearing.
Yeah.
And that also makes it easier for them to let you go through, because they can identify the bad stuff much faster. And the good news is they already have the technology, but I have to caution that it's not yet implemented to be able to distinguish between chemical explosive and a Diet Coke. So it will not be too long in the distant future before we're able to come through with all of our lotions and potions as well. Not yet, but it will be happening.
And I haven't flown since the announcement that we don't have to take our shoes off, right? Is that still part of the deal?
That's part of the enhanced scanning machines that they have. Exactly.
Got it. All right. I think I got to go. I got to fly somewhere. Peter, thank you so much for being with us. Always great to talk to you.
Happy to help you, John.
You betcha.
You got it, man.